Hello everybody and welcome to this program. It's coming again from Ireland, my home country, and on my brother's farm with the birds behind me and beautiful sunshine. And also I am here relaxing, but also remembering you on this Sunday, which is Mission Sunday. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, producing and presenting this program. The church is mission. Without mission, the church couldn't exist. So all of us are required to have a missionary outlook to our faith. In other words, mission means spreading it out to other people. We cannot keep it for ourselves. The River Jordan flows into the Dead Sea, and it is called the Dead Sea because all the minerals are washed into the River Jordan on its way down to the Dead Sea. And into that lake-like water, it flows and nowhere else. It stops there. Therefore, this has caused this river or this water to become very unhabitable, unfriendly to humans, to animals, to birds, and definitely no fish live there. It's also called the Salt Sea. Why is it so toxic or so unfriendly for life? It's because it goes nowhere. It flows nowhere. It stops there. And this is like our faith. Unless we let it flow and spread it out to other people, and especially people who haven't heard the message. There are billions of people who have not yet heard the message of Christ. And if we really believe in Christ and in our faith in Christ, that he is our Redeemer, then we owe it to others to know him as well. We're not going to force it on anyone, but we have this sense of love and a sense of respect for each and everyone that they must know Christ. And what that means to know Christ. The church is alive because of mission. If it stayed within its own communities all over the world, then it would die out and it wouldn't go anywhere else. It would die out of existence. Our faith would die as well. In fact, there is no life in the church when we haven't got that missionary approach, that approach to go and help others to know who Christ is. Now, maybe we say, but sure, I'm a married man and a married woman. I live in a family. I have my children. I have those to worry about. And I can't be a missionary, therefore. But we are saying today, all of us are missionary by the fact that we believe. And you pass it on to your children. Now, they may not listen to you, and they may forget about it and go through the teenage turbulent years. And that's okay. You have done your bit. But try and do your bit to spread the message to the next generations who are coming after us. So today, we are celebrating Mission Sunday. We are celebrating our mission to the world, which is to spread the gospel to each and every one. We are not forcing it, and it is free. We are free. Anyone is free to accept it. We therefore pray today for the spread of the gospel to the many people yet to hear it. And in some cases, people have heard and they've grown up in the tradition of Christianity, but they need to be reignited. The faith needs to be reignited in many places. If we believe everyone ought to know Jesus to be saved, then we should have this sense of urgency in spreading the faith. There are also those who go out to those places in the world to spread the good news. And when they go, if you ever visit missionary territory beyond your own homes in your country, you'll find people who are there because they believe in Jesus Christ and in Christianity, which is the same thing, but they are not directly proclaiming it at street corners. Maybe they should, that's one way of doing it, but generally speaking, people work through works of charity. And when they're asked, why are you here? Why are you doing this? Then they have an opportunity to say why they are doing the good that they are doing. Some are building clinics and hospitals and schools and helping poorer people to advance in their lives. And they are doing it out of a great love and an inspiration, a fire in their heart, as St. Paul says. We also remember many people who are captured, kidnapped in foreign lands, who are there because of Christianity. Now, we had in our own society, the SMAs, Father Pier Luigi De Cal, who was captured and then was released after a number of years. Now he's fine, but many people have remained in captivity and in foreign lands. We pray for them today, especially. We're reminded, especially to remember them, and that they may be encouraged and that they may find the strength and the wherewithal to withstand the incredible pain that our isolation or even suffering that they may be going through. So Pope Francis, this year, on the Feast of the Epiphany, spoke very well about missions. Everyone, even if we don't leave our country, yet within our own communities, even in street corners, there are people, immigrants even, coming into our countries, and we need to reach out to them. And we reach out, not punching the Bible at them, but also showing with works of charity that they are special. Because after all, this is what our faith is. It's saying that each and every human being is a child of God, a creation of God, loved by God, forgiven by God. Our World Day of Mission, which is celebrated every year on this Sunday of October. Now, here we are. May his love of compassion always awaken our hearts and make us all missionary disciples. May Mary, the first missionary disciple, grow in all the baptized the desire to be the salt and light in our lands. This was at St. John Lateran Basilica that the Pope gave this sermon on the Feast of the Epiphany on this year, 2021. May God bless you on this beautiful day. Remember, each and every one of us are missionaries, and we have a duty to pray, to support, and to look upon ourselves as God's instruments in spreading his gospel. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Indola, but still on holiday with the birds chirping behind him and all around him here in this farm, on my brother's farm, wishing you all a very happy and a beautiful day, and also a grace-filled week.